Chapter 7 Perseus and the Gorgon. Perseus was not the hero that Zeus searched for, but when he was born, Zeus thought that he might be. Perseus was born in an area of Greece called Argolis. Here, humans built three great cities with the help of the Cyclopes. In one of those cities, Tiryns, lived King Acrisius with his only daughter, a lovely girl called Danae. King Acrisius desired a son, so he sent one of his men to Apollo's temple at Delphi to ask why he did not have one. But the man came back with the warning that his daughter Danae would have a son and that one day he would kill King Acrisius. When he heard this, King Acrisius was furious and locked his daughter in a tall tower so that she could never marry. However, one day Zeus visited Danae in a shower of golden rain, and they had a son who was born in prison in the tower at Tiryns. This child was Perseus, and you can still see the tower where he was born today. When Acrisius heard about the birth of Perseus, he was filled with fear and anger, and he took his daughter and her baby, locked them in a wooden box, and sent the box sailing off over the ocean. All night the wooden box floated over the blue sea, and in the morning it came to the shore of an island. Here it was found by a kind and gentle fisherman called Dictys, who took Danae and Perseus to his home and looked after them. Perseus grew into a strong and brave man, but the king of the island found out about him and his mother, and after meeting them, fell in love with Danae. His name was Polydectes. When Danae refused to marry King Polydectes, he decided to take her by force. But he could not do that with Perseus around to protect Danae. So Polydectes thought of a plan to destroy him. One day, he invited all the young men of the island, including Perseus, to a wonderful meal at his palace. Unlike the other guests, Perseus arrived without a gift for the king. He was so embarrassed that he said to the king, "I'll bring you a finer gift than any of these men." The king smiled and replied, "Then you must bring me the head of Medusa, the Gorgon."
"I will," Perseus cried. "I will bring you the head, or I will die trying."
And with that, he ran from the palace and down to the quiet sea to think about what to do. While he was sitting there, Athena and Hermes came to him to offer their help. Athena gave Perseus her beautiful shining shield, and Hermes gave him the great sickle once used by Cronos against the sky and by Zeus in his battle with Typhon.
"When a human looks at Medusa the Gorgon, they are immediately turned to stone, but you can look at her through my shield and you will be safe," Athena said softly.
"And with the great sickle, you can easily cut off her head," Hermes added.
"Now go and find the Grey Sisters. They can tell you how to find the fairies of the north, and from them you can find out how to kill Medusa."
So off Perseus went to the lonely cave in the dark north where the Grey Sisters lived. The sisters had been born old and grey and had just one eye and one tooth between them. Perseus took from them their only eye and forced them to tell him what he wanted to know, the way to the magic land where the fairies of the north lived. When he reached the lovely garden of the fairies of the north, Perseus was warmly welcomed, and the fairies gave him everything that he needed to kill Medusa. Shoes of speed to get away from Medusa's evil sisters, a magic bag to carry the Gorgon's head, and the cap of darkness to make him invisible. Now Perseus was ready for his awful adventure, and he said goodbye to the fairies.
After travelling for many days, Perseus came to the stony land of the Gorgons. There he saw Medusa and two of her terrible sisters lying asleep in the sun. On top of their heads were snakes instead of hair, and huge golden wings grew out of their shoulders. Wearing the cap of darkness, Perseus moved slowly and carefully towards the sisters. He did not look at them directly, but through Athena's bright shield. When he saw the terrible face of Medusa in the shield, Perseus was filled with a great fear, but he continued forward. When he was close enough, he took out the sickle, held it high, and quickly cut off the Gorgon's head with one hit. He dropped the head into the magic bag, but the noise of Medusa's angry snakes woke the other two sisters, and they screamed at what they saw when they opened their eyes. Perseus immediately jumped into the air, and with the shoes of speed on his feet, flew away as fast as he could. The Gorgon sisters followed him, screaming in anger, but he was too fast for them, and after some time, he lost the horrible pair. The journey home was long for Perseus, and on the way back, he looked down to see a beautiful young woman tied to a rock. As soon as he saw the lovely Andromeda, Perseus fell in love with her and shouted, "My heart cries for you, sweet one! Why are you tied here?" Andromeda looked up and saw Perseus above her. "My mother made the sea fairies angry with her stupid boasting, so they sent a monster to our shores," she replied. "Now my father has put me here as a gift for the monster. He hopes that this will make it happy."
"If I can save you, will you remember me?" Perseus asked the beautiful young woman.
At that moment, the monster's head came up out of the blue water and it opened its enormous jaws. As Andromeda screamed, Perseus quickly grabbed Medusa's head out of the magic bag and held it up to the monster, which was coming fast towards him. At once the monster turned to stone and fell back into the sea below, where it became a long line of rough rock. Perseus put the head in its bag and freed Andromeda from her ties. Everyone celebrated the return of Andromeda, and her father, King Cepheus, agreed that Perseus should marry her. After their wedding, Perseus and Andromeda sailed for Greece and came to the island of his birth. There he found that his mother Danae had been made a slave by King Polydectes, and poor Dictys had been put in prison. Leaving Andromeda on the ship, Perseus went to the palace of Polydectes and found him laughing and boasting with his friends.
"Have you brought me the gift you promised?" the king asked with a smile, because he did not believe that Perseus could possibly have killed Medusa. "Show it to us if you can."
Perseus pulled out the Gorgon's head for all to see, and later the pieces of stone that the men became were taken to the side of a hill and left there. After this, Dictys became king and married Danae, and Perseus and Andromeda travelled to Argolis. On the way, they stopped at Larissa, and Perseus took part in some great games. In one of the contests, he threw a big piece of iron, and it hit an old man and killed him. The old man was in fact Acrisius, and so the warning that the son of his daughter would kill him one day became true. Perseus and Andromeda ruled over Argolis for several years and had lots of children, many of whom became famous heroes. Not long after his fierce battle with Dionysus, Perseus died, and Zeus put him among the stars with Andromeda beside him. You can often see them clearly when you look up at the night sky. So Perseus was not the hero that Zeus searched for, and the one who would help him in his war with the giants. That child was Heracles, the son of Perseus's granddaughter Alcmena, known by the Romans as Hercules.